The tape that you're going to hear is part of the talk that Sid gave at the Maritime Museum in Vancouver, April the 4th, 77.
If you keep it to the impersonal, then there's no anger, because the impersonal is the most beautiful space to be. It's not a place, it's a space. It's a level of consciousness that you see from within. You step inside to the safety. This is what they would call Noah's Ark. And the second this happens, then the world starts to change. Because you start to change. Because you start to see what is instead of what isn't. And I see what is seen in perfection. Because even with our faults, everything is perfect. Unless you see this, you will always see imperfect. You'll see hostility, you'll see anger, you'll see etc., etc., and you'll feel it, because you are what you see, always. And life being a perfect state of consciousness, all you have to do is change thought. Change thought, and the world will change. But to change thought, you can't do it with your mind, because when you do it with your mind, all you do is change one belief to another. In reality, it's a spiritual world. And you've really got to start to believe that. It's a spiritual world. It is the reality that you see now, isn't it? What you see is the illusion. The true reality is the spiritual side of life. And it lies within via a conscious state. And it holds all the secrets that mankind has ever sought from the beginning of time. Because that space is. And that isness is what the Bible calls God, or they call Buddha, or whatever. That isness is the answer to all things. And unless you talk about it, you deny that it's there. And then you talk about yourself. And all you are is the offspring of that thing. And yet you take the credit. And as you take the credit, you're using your free will and your free mind, and you're creating a big ego, which gets you into trouble and creates all your unhappiness, all your blindness, all your sorrows. And all you have to do is change thought. You see, if you explain the game of life by simply in a psychological manner, the hearer will see all religions at once. If he sees it. You see, it's only words. It's the words that guide you to this land of knowledge, eh? This place where everything lies. And this land of knowledge has all the secrets. And with the secrets come the tranquility and the love and the understanding of all things. All things. Because you see, all things are thoughts. And it's all one big thought. There's really nothing to find out. That's what you've got to find out. But you don't believe it because it's quite natural. You see, the world is nothing but levels of conscious states. It really is. And each level of conscious state sees differently. The higher the conscious state is, the more beauty, the more love, the more wisdom, the more tranquility, the more understanding comes with it, and the more health. Because they're all one thing. Once again, they're all thoughts. You see, love is a thought. Yeah? It's a thought that creates a feeling. And all thoughts are feelings. They're all, it's all the same thing. And all you have to do is create the thought. And once you create the thought, everything is love. Everything is understanding. It covers everything. Absolutely everything. There is nothing in the world it doesn't cover. People don't believe that there are separate realities. There are many, many, many separate realities. There is many realities that there are people on earth. Plus. Realities that people have never heard of. And they're all real. It's not a place. It's a space. It's a space in your head, once again, that holds the secret to all things. And as you go into these separate realities, you go into separate levels of conscious state. The true realities begin when you go beyond the belief to the fact. We're searching for a silent mind. It's in the silence of the mind that all the secrets of life are found, where all happiness is found, where this level of consciousness, the secret, the keys that open the door to where all the people in the universe are searching for, all the scientists are looking for, the key that opens them, the key that opens that door is knowledge. And it's the second you open that door, you find a new level of consciousness. It's there. And when you find this new level of consciousness, it's a must. Life must become more beautiful. It must. But don't get cocky, because there's always another level. And another. And another. Until you find out there's nowhere to go. And when you find out there's nowhere to go, and you find out the whole thing is just one big cosmic joke, you still got to conform to the laws of living, and you take on the pattern again, and you're only this time you understand all the angles of life, and you can see the pitfalls, and you can see the stupidity of your past. Everybody searches in the past. All they're doing is searching in their own stupidity to try and figure out how stupid they are. And when they find out how stupid they are, they feel so stupid, they're bummed right out. I know, you got to find out now what created that so-called stupidity, not from the mind, but the secrets of unveiling conscious states. You must unveil conscious states. And when you unveil the conscious state, you walk in it, eh? You actually get surrounded by this energy of whatever you've got, the conscious state. It's all your free will, you go up and down, but learn to go up and down. It's something that you don't know yet, eh? At least you think you don't know, so you don't know, because you are what you think, and you think you don't know, so you don't know. But once you start to realize and you see beyond your normal vision, then you start to realize you always knew it. And finally, when you get to this place or this space, this land of knowledge, yeah, when you arrive there, you see the simplicity of life, and all it is thought. And if you can take everything back to thought, you go back to neutrality. Huh? It's the same when you see people walking down the road. You don't see people. You see them as this thing, playing a game of life, eh? The same as you. It's a conscious state walking down the road, which has manifested itself in a form, and it's playing the same game, but it doesn't know that, eh? So you don't judge them, you just look at them. And you say they're playing the same game as me, because they are me. Because there's no separation, there's only one. And you can talk about one from mine, but that's of no value. Your mind is away. But I don't mean give up your mind. I mean have a look and see how your mind works. But not from a mind level, because that same mind will trick you. You've got to go to another level of consciousness beyond the mind, where it knows what the mind's doing. There you look. And there is the impersonal, the space, the level of consciousness which doesn't judge. It doesn't analyze, because it sees itself. Yeah? And it knows if it starts to judge and you analyze, then the person himself is going to feel it. Because the second you judge and analyze, you're only hurting yourself. Honestly. Sure, you're hurting people out there too, but you're, in actual fact, you're hurting yourself. But if you can go to this space, this level of consciousness where everything is so impersonal that there's nothing left but love and understanding, then from there you can see what is. And what is always perfect if you see it properly. And there's no judgment. And here's where the true freedom that everybody searches for lies. The true freedom. Not the make-believe freedom that I'm free because I can run off here and there and do this and do that. That's not the kind of freedom. That's an outside freedom. And true freedom lies inside. It's a space, it's a conscious state where the tranquility lies to enable you to see with clarity what the world really is and what's going on. It's that simple. Like, how simple can you get? If you start to search for information to try and get there, you're going the wrong way. All you have to do is listen to words. Just listen, and all of a sudden, you'll find yourself seeing things nicer, and you'll start to understand just what's going on. Because that's all it is levels of consciousness. The whole universe, as we know the universe, is nothing but one big conscious state. And if people say you shouldn't talk about high and low levels, then they're really tripping. Because they're denying the very fact of its existence. And because we're all here and we all have a free will and a free mind and we all see things differently, is very proof of what I'm saying, that the existence is there. Because, you see, remember I said when I first came in today, when you go high, the highest states of consciousness, you can always look back. So when you go down, and if you're silly enough to go down and get into a real misery, you're still looking from the higher. So you're watching the parade. You're watching yourself in the parade of stupidity. Yeah? And it's never so bad. Because you're watching it. Yeah? You're saying, I'm a dummy. I'm doing it. And it's my fault. And I know it's my level of consciousness, and then you see, what's going on, and all of a sudden it gets worse, eh? So you go through whatever experience you've got to go through in life, and all of a sudden, click, the penny drops, and you get all the information in, because you've been watching it, eh? And information comes later, because you see, if you had the information prior to it, you wouldn't have done it. It's a cosmic game. It's just jumping back and forth, up and down, schizophrenic like you wouldn't believe. Eh? Like, everybody's so totally schizophrenic, it's incredible. And some people just get a little bit more than others, and they get labeled schizophrenics. Eh? But everybody's schizophrenic. And this is, schizophrenic is only when you go from one level to another. Eh? It's a level change that makes you see wrong. Not the information coming in, eh? It really isn't. That's the illusion. It's the level of conscious change. And as you go down, eh? Like, you might be really feeling a very high state of consciousness, and everything's really beautiful, and you feel nice and safe, and everything's just gone really nice there. Then all of a sudden, bang, something happens, and you're down there, and you're really in it. You're really in trouble. You think the whole world's terrible, and so-and-so's rotten, and, they're just the world's worst, those people. Then the next morning, your level of consciousness is back in place again, and those people are, they're not that bad. They're really quite nice, eh? But that's schizophrenic, yeah? And we don't know what turns it off and turns it on. It's a change in level of consciousness. That's what schizophrenic is, eh? Because every time you change your level of consciousness, you see different. When those people come over from Salt Spring to talk to you, listen, eh? And the seeing are the things that really trigger things off. It's the thing that makes it alive, makes it real. All of a sudden it's changed from a belief to a fact. And the second it turns into a fact, your freedom's really started. Because at the first glimmer of a fact, you can see the fallacy of going back into the past to find the truth. You must realize how life works, what life is. That's what you talk about. How does life work? Not mechanically, spiritually, how does it work? And what are we in relationship to this spiritual world? Because it truly is a metaphysical world. It truly is. Truly, truly. And we are created here on earth via a conscious state. And we are that conscious state. Inside, we are that conscious state. The difficulty with trying to tell truth is nobody will believe there's an absolute. Because our minds can't possibly conceive of an absolute, eh? Like, there must be many forms of this so-called absolute. But this isn't true. There is only one absolute. And the energy of all things is that absolute. Because the energy of all things with our mind is nothing. And this great nothingness is where all things come from. Because everything comes via a conscious state, from a thought, from this nothingness. And if sharing is one of the secrets, because to share your knowledge, you're unloading what you've got to take on new. But if you have too much and you bind it in, you'll never make it, because you're holding it to yourself. We're all afraid to give things away that we have, eh? Because we think, well, if I tell you, you'll be as smart as me. And that we'd never do. I don't mind you being just under me, but not as smart as me, eh? But when it comes to truth, it's the opposite. The more you give away, the more you get back. And every time you share off the old and the new arrives. You must leave room for the new. You must keep it flowing. It's an energy, eh? Like all things are energy. All. It's the manifestation of energy into what is. And we also are manifested what is. But because we have a free will and a free mind, we change our what is to what isn't. Then we see what is wrong. That's what happens. It doesn't make sense what I'm saying. It makes sense to me, but I know it doesn't make sense to you. I know that. And once you see it, all of a sudden it'll make sense, but from your mind, you'll say it doesn't make sense. But you'll see the fact. And the fact is from beyond the mind, where the true realities, where the true stepping stones to get away from the reality that you now know into a more beautiful, peaceful one, and yet still have what you've got, because you step into the true realities of life. You step into this conscious state. You learn the secrets of conscious states. That's why then it changes the world, because you don't go through this hell, this hell of sadness and anger and jealousy and hate and the turmoils of the life. They drop away, because you have such a clear understanding of what life is, that there's to just live. Yeah, you just live. So I'm really glad we all went up a few notches anyway.
We're glad.
That's a good. So anyway, we have our meetings on Friday nights, and you're more welcome to come over. But, it's really neat to see people go from one place to another and start sharing. That's really where it's at. So, thank you.